Some international scholars and others say America needs to think more global if it's to reduce terrorism. They suggest more linguistics training for the military, along with a better understanding of how the country is viewed by others around the world. There was a surge of interest in international affairs right after 9/11, but UW-Madison political science professor John Peebyhouse says some polls indicate Americans don't care as much anymore. 45% of those asked in a survey last year say the U.S. should mind its own business in risky foreign affairs.
Americans have sort of slid back somewhat into international complacency, just 5 years after September 11th.
Peebyhouse spoke at a forum where military, political, and safety experts had to do battle with a bad campus sound system while trying to sort out complex world issues. A risk analyst at UW says the United States has not, in her words, come close to solving terrorist threats and that they should be put in proper perspective. Engineering professor Vicki Beer says, in general, other things pose greater danger, for instance, natural disasters or major industrial accidents.
It's just hard for a small group of terrorists to harness as much energy as a major hurricane or a major earthquake.
The exception may have been 9/11, where roughly 3,000 Americans were killed. Before then, a captain in the U.S. Navy said America had what he called a dismissive attitude about terrorism. Professor of Naval Science Scott Mobley stressed these are his personal views. Mobley said the attack in 2000 on the USS Cole was a wake-up call. Other forum participants said the 9/11 provided its own belated alert to Congress and Americans about the scope of presidential power. There's been dispute over wiretapping, secret CIA prisons, and trials for detainees. Shimmy Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.